Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Desi Lydon.
I get to host The Daily Show this week. God, I am so excited. I just peed myself a little. I'm just kidding. It was a lot of pee. We got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Off with something I saw today, and I have to talk about it. Okay, so last month, Bud Light did a social media campaign with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, and conservatives absolutely lost their shit over it. They were filming themselves shooting cans, running over cans, hitting cans with a baseball bat. It was like a Saw movie, but starring Bud Light. But now their meltdown has even its own merch.
America presents Real Women of Politics.
Real women of politics. Real women don't have to fake it.
Real women doing real things.
Real women work too hard for this.
Some big companies can't tell the difference between real and fake anymore.
Real people know the difference.
That's why we're introducing The Real Women of Politics Koozie. And if it covers up the label of a big woke company, well, that works too.
Real Women of Politics.
What the f***? I mean, seriously, though, what the hell? Like, I'm sorry, but can you really imagine conservative men using this thing? I mean, maybe as a pocket pussy, but that's it. Well, I'm out fishing, so this KIV fleshlight has got to get the job done. I never thought I'd miss the old beer commercials. I mean, sure, there were a lot of boobs, but at least they weren't like, these boobs are biological boobs. This ad made no sense. Like, what was going on with that woman shoving a giant fish into a tiny box? Is that something real women do? It wasn't even near the sea. It was like in a closet. What is a fish even doing in a closet? Even that actor had no idea what was going on. She was like, please tell me this is for porn. And that's some weird Sarah Huckabee Sanders ad. And this should be obvious, but I am so sick of this trans women are not real women. Having a vagina doesn't make you a woman. Having a crippling fear that you're using too many exclamation points in an email, that is what makes you a woman. All right, let's move on to the big story rocking the media world today. You know that stupid look that's always on Tucker Carlson's face? Good reason for it.
This just in to CNN. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. The right-wing network just announced the two have parted ways. CNN senior media reporter Oliver Darcy is here with more on this. What are you learning? He was out on Friday. Will we see him say goodbye?
We're not going to see him say goodbye. This is really stunning news coming from Fox. They say his last show was April 21st. They put out a very short statement. They say they thank him for his service. And that's it. That's all we know right now.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe that a network that's so opposed to gender-affirming surgery just cut off their own dick. Tucker was forced out by Rupert Murdoch, which is pretty ironic. Tucker spent so many years saying that Mexican people were coming to take our jobs away. Turns out he should have been worrying about Australians. And we still don't know exactly what led Rupert Murdoch to fire his network's biggest star, but reportedly he was concerned over Carlson's conspiracy theories about January 6th. So let this be a lesson to everybody. If you try to topple America's democracy, you can stay on TV for two more years, and that's it. But whatever the reason was, Tucker's firing is going to leave a huge white power vacuum at Fox. And I'm glad he's gone. But if I'm being honest, I'm also a little nervous about what he's going to do next, you know? It's like after Papa John got fired, you just knew he was out there somewhere working on a pizza that gives you even worse diarrhea. By the way, Tucker Carlson isn't the only cable news anchor to get the axe. CNN just fired Don Lemon after 17 New Year's Eve blackouts. Sorry, years of service. So it's been a tough day to be a news anchor on cable. You know, sorry, what's that? Oh, I'm also being fired. Oh, that was fast. Okay, guess I'll pack up my things. Stapler, scissors. Yeah, my photos. Oh, my giant fish. The box is too small. Call me a girly girl. You know what? This. I just got here. I'm finishing this out. To Twitter, the app that even Quibi feels bad for. Now, if you're not on Twitter, congratulations, you're right. But you may not know that Twitter used to verify prominent accounts with a blue check mark, so people wouldn't be fooled by some fake Desi Lydic crypto scam and will instead go to my account to fall for my real crypto scam. Desi coin. But a few days ago, Twitter owner Elon Musk announced that if famous accounts want a blue check mark, they need to sign up for Twitter Blue and pay $8 a month for it. And so far, it's not going well.
Twitter's blue check mark saga seemingly won't end after Elon Musk removed legacy verifications. Not many people seem too keen on buying Twitter Blue, but in the past few days, those check marks started popping up again, and with them, a note saying that those users bought Twitter Blue. But here's the problem. Many insist they did not buy Twitter Blue. Even the accounts of late celebrities like Pele or Kobe Bryant say that they purchased Twitter Blue, even though they passed away, of course, long before its inception.
Even the account for the Auschwitz Memorial clarified in a tweet that it, quote, never subscribed and paid for Twitter Blue, as it might be implied.
Wow. You know your product has a bad reputation when the Auschwitz Memorial is like, hey, can we table the Holocaust remembrance for a second? Something worse just popped up. That's right. After nobody wanted to buy a blue check, Elon decided to force it on big accounts against their will. They even forced dead people to get it. Pele, Kobe Bryant, Joe Biden. I'm joking. He's not dead. Look at him. Well, don't look at him. But he's not dead. And the celebrities who are alive are roasting Twitter Blue to their millions of followers. Nobody wants this thing. The blue check mark is now Elon Musk's least popular product. And this guy makes a car that runs over children. Let's move on to some sad news for anyone looking for a trash can for their dorm room.
We turn now to the end of an era. Another popular retailer going out of business, Bed Bath & Beyond. For decades, a go-to for home and college dorm supplies with those big blue coupons. Well, it filed for bankruptcy yesterday, the company announcing it will now begin winding down operations.
The company says it will try to sell some or all of its business.
Oh, no. Where am I going to go to feel towels before I buy them on Amazon? For more on Bed Bath & Beyond's bankruptcy, we turn to Roy Wood Jr. live.
Store.
What's the mood like there?
It's sad, Desi. The employees are miserable. Nobody's stocking the shelves. And the customers look like they've given up on life. It's pretty much a standard day here.
Wow. You don't seem too upset that it's going out of business.
Are you kidding? This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Do you know how many hours of my life I've lost in this place waiting for my girl to pick out a blender? Oh, this one's good for smoothies. But this one chops up shoes. Just pick one. This shit gonna break in 2 days anyway. I don't even wanna be in the store with you. I wish I'd have known that you was this type of shopper before we even got together.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Desi, my bad.
It's fine. Well, Roy, putting aside the fact that you're a whipped little bitch, what do you think went wrong with Bed Bath & Beyond?
What didn't go wrong? First off, these coupons. These coupons are insane. Look at this. Buy one, get eight free. Free refrigerator with any purchase. And this one, buy three can openers, and we'll suck your Look what it say. Let's suck it. First off, which employee is doing the sucking? And how does that make you money? It just don't add up. This store is too thirsty. I don't want to shop at a store that's desperate like this. I want to go to CVS. I like shopping at a store that don't even want me there. You walk into CVS and you are all alone. CVS is practically daring you to find a way to pay for your shit.
Yeah, you're right. They offered a lot of discounts, but that's not enough to take down an entire retail chain, is it?
No. It wasn't just that. Also, Bed Bath & Beyond, they sold too much stuff. Mm. Every time I walk in here, I see something I didn't even know existed. Corn cob holders, okay, but corn cob holders? George Foreman grills, Muhammad Ali fryers, Mike Tyson duvets. They sell wine glasses without stems. Bitch, that's a cup. And that's the important lesson here, Desi. If you give people too many options, you ready for? Right, I gotta run, Desi. I gotta pay for these three can openers.
Wait. You're using that blowjob coupon?
No, I'm using a can opener coupon. Because it's my birthday, and on your birthday, you get a can opener.
Oh, boy. Roy Wood Jr., everyone.
Los Angeles
sunshine coming through. Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm never gonna give it up. You better step back and get out of my way. I'm queen.
Woo! It's Desi Lydic Week. Let's go!
Made big strides in the workplace. We're no longer getting harassed while wearing big, ugly shoulder pads. It's 2023. Now we're getting harassed while wearing super cool big shoulder pads. Needless to say, corporate women still face challenges.
When it comes to the CEOs of the largest companies, women are still vastly underrepresented. There are currently 38 female CEOs at the S&P 500,
and women CEOs are 45% more likely to be fired than their male counterparts. There's also evidence that women who are appointed to the top job aren't necessarily set up for success. High-level women are often promoted during a time of crisis. It's a phenomenon called the glass cliff.
Women who negotiate are 67% more likely than women who don't to receive feedback that their personal style is intimidating, too aggressive, or bossy.
When women have a child, their earnings decline for each child by 4%.
Wow.
Whereas men, there's a fatherhood bonus, and they actually earn more when they have children. It's called a motherhood penalty.
That's right. It's really hard to be a woman in the corporate world. And they didn't even mention the fact that the office is always so freaking cold. It's no wonder women have to work harder. It's the only thing that will keep us warm. With all the challenges women are facing in the workplace, I thought it was important to offer some mentorship to the next generation of female leaders. Take a look. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Desi, and today I'm going to tell you how to climb your way to the top of the corporate ladder just like the boys. And sometimes that means playing dirty, and sometimes it's going to be an uphill battle. All right? Look to the person to your right. Now look at the person to your left. Okay, we're still learning rights and lefts. By the end of today, only one of you will remain. Evelyn, yes.
We don't want to be boys, but we should be like the boys. Not in a way that we're like the boys, but we're going to be like empowered women. Then we're going to get dreams accomplished. Then we're going to get money. Then we're going to put in our bank account and get more money.
Yeah, because you worked for it. And I think what is the key takeaway? Is that we want
to be the boys.
Yeah, but we want to fill our pockets with
money.
Okay, who here knows what a CEO is?
Me! No! Me! Nobody knows!
B, you're up. You want to be a CEO?
No.
Sure? Do you know what a CEO is?
No.
Chief Executive Officer.
I have no idea what that means.
The boss. So, like, you're like, you know how a teacher is the leader of the classroom?
Oh, yeah.
And they're in control of everything happening in the classroom?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like that, except they don't have to pay out of pocket for office supplies. So, okay, part of making it to the top of corporate America is knowing how to negotiate for yourself. Do you know what that means?
No.
No.
What does it mean to negotiate? Okay, the most important thing about negotiating for a raise is that you're touting your accomplishments. What chores have you been doing lately? Have you been adding value to your family? Have you been, say, helping your brother tie his shoes? That's mentorship.
I don't know how to tie shoes.
Do you know how to slip on a pair of pumps?
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter. Okay, do any of you want to be mommies?
Mommies?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. That'll be $40,000 up front. money. It's called the mommy tax.
Nobody has that kind of money. What about 9,000?
I like the attempt to negotiate, but no, it's a hard and fast 40 grand.
Whoa!
Okay, there are two types of CEOs. Has anyone here heard of Elizabeth Holmes or Anna Delvey?
Is Anna Delvey the person who is pretended to be like a Russian heiress or whatever?
Why, yes, she is. You are my prize student. Here's the lesson we learned. You only know the names of the women who have done illegal things. Okay, Belle, congratulations. You are now our new CEO. You now get to clean up the mess that the previous CEO made.
What? But you said being a CEO was good.
Yes, it is, but it's not always fair.
I'm keeping the bag, but I'm not cleaning that up.
And that is how you negotiate.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the creator and star of the hit Netflix comedy series, Workin' Moms. Please welcome my good friend, Katherine Reitman. Catherine and I met how many years ago? Just a few.
Two or three.
We're so young. Fresh and young.
Yep.
We met doing a hidden camera prank show.
That's right.
That I believe NBC called their worst primetime ratings in history. Something like that. I think they might have said that. Yeah, yeah. But you know what?
They say that about all the shows. We were very special.
We really were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We really were.
And this was my first big break, The Real Wedding Crashers, and I think it was yours too.
It was
mine really
too.
Cut our teeth together.
We did for 10 weeks in Vegas, and we somehow made it out alive. I don't know how.
I mean, by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
I was slapped. Bitch slapped me.
True.
True story. A bride who was in on it just five-fingered me right across the face.
Yeah, yeah. That was a rough day. We couldn't even afford a medic. The budget was so low. You just had to, like, grin and bear it.
No, I just held a Coke can to my cheek and...
Yeah. Now, has that ever happened on Working Moms?
Gotten slapped?
Yeah, right in the face.
Dani Kind, who plays Anne on the show, loves to slap a bitch. She'll get in there. She's very physical. I love her for it.
I love it. Oh, my God. So you're one of those actors who has always been the total standout in everything that you've been in. You're so damn funny. You're constantly working, steal every scene. But now suddenly there's this baby of your 7 seasons.
Isn't that crazy?
Of Working Moms. Oh my, 83 episodes?
Yep, dropping on Netflix this Wednesday, April 26th.
And this show, you created it, You star in it, you direct it, you executive produce it. What is it like seeing your baby all grown up like that?
It's wild, you know? I mean, I entered the show thinking, all right, I'll probably get one season, and I'll just try to be as authentic as I can, tell all my stories, cram it into one season. And each season that we got picked up for another one, I was in disbelief. I still am.
It's so good. It's Thank so you. Funny. And it genuinely, I know you, you're a friend, like it feels like you. You can tell that you put so much of yourself into it. You cover just in this, I may have snuck a few episodes of this last season because I got a friend.
She's got a hookup.
I got a hookup.
Don't be asking me.
And just in this season, you explore so many themes and issues that are so important. You have an entire storyline on the male birth control pill.
That's right.
Yeah. You explore destigmatizing shame in female sexuality, marriage ruts, the complexities of female friendships. How do you get ideas for these stories?
I guess I just live, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just a day in the life of a woman.
I mean, and I'm sure your audience could speak to this. It's like having a kid and, I mean, just watching this incredible show tonight and seeing all the horrifying statistics of what it means to go back to work knowing that you're going to be looked at differently for being a mother was so paralyzingly terrifying to me. I didn't even know I had postpartum depression when I started the show. And getting through it, I had a three-month-old when we started shooting. And when we wrapped the show and I all of a sudden realized, like, I feel like I white-knuckled through it. Like, I don't think I took a breath until they said cut the last time.
Yeah, and that was part of the inspiration for the show, right? You having gone through that and thinking, like, there aren't shows out there that really dive into these topics.
There sure are more now. Yeah. 7 years ago, it was a wasteland. I mean, I couldn't find any A storyline, meaning the main plot point of the show, about a woman who happened to be a mother and work. I mean, look, on Working Moms, the actual amount of time where you see the female characters with their kids is like 5%. This is about women being something outside of the nursery. It's a women in the workplace show, and yeah, they've got to juggle it all and try to have it all, whether that's possible or not.
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah!
You can have it all, but not all at the same time. I think someone wise said that.
It's different for each person, right? We all have our ways of sort of working it out, of making sacrifices. The guilt is real.
You said something about mom guilt that really stuck with me.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, very profound. You said something in regards to the way that you talk to your children about going to work.
Ah, yeah, I don't say I have to go to work. I say I get to go to work. And I just flip that tone. I go, like before I flew to New York to do this lovely thing with you, I told my kids, I'm so excited. You guys, I've never gotten to do this sort of thing. I'm so happy with it. And they feel the joy radiating off of me. And then tonight they were like, we're so excited for you.
Aww.
And that shift's great.
Beautiful, because you are following your passion and you're clearly meant to do this, and you bring so much joy to so many people, and you're teaching them that they can one day do that too. And that's really important. That's really powerful.
Or marry a woman that takes care of them.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Also wonderful.
Also very powerful. You work with your husband on the show. He plays your actual husband.
Yes.
He also is an executive producer and directs on the show. How does this work? Because there was a very brief time during the pandemic when we were filming from home, and I one time asked my husband to hold the camera, and we almost got divorced. So, how do you navigate that?
It's tricky. I mean, we've definitely had some serious fights. But then you also find ways. I mean, look. For those of us who work in separate places than our husbands or wives, you get to come home and try to share what happened, and there's sort of like a lack of connection because you can't talk about what you've done. When I get home, Phil knows exactly what I've done.
Right.
He witnessed all my wins, but he also witnesses when I fail. So that makes it really complicated.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I got a guy who's a serious cheerleader. You know, he's had my back. It was his idea to push me into writing this thing in the first place, so. Thanks, Phil.
Well, you're lucky to have each other. I am so grateful for you making this show, because I finally feel like there's a show where working moms are seen, and it means a great deal to me. And it's such a joy to see you do your thing and shine your light, because you are just, you're a total inspiration. So I'm really happy for you, and I'm proud that I get to be your friend.
Can I return the favor real quick?
How amazing
is it that we broke our teeth on the first Real Wedding Crashers show, which was a hit. Maybe not critically acclaimed, but it was a hit.
Really, real critical darling.
Yeah, totally. We were doing some really cool stuff there, actually. But yeah. I get to now witness your first night hosting The Daily Show.
Moms on April 26th on Netflix. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after that.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
That's our show for tonight. But before you go, please consider supporting Dress for Success. They provide professional attire and development tools to help women succeed in the workplace. If you can support them in their work, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.